I want to ride my... This is Pedaling the Pueblo, connecting people to news and information about Tucson's bicycle culture. My name is Kylie Walczak, and I'm one of the hosts here at Pedaling the Pueblo. I'm also the coordinator of Cyclovia Tucson, which is returning this Sunday, October 27th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And today, I'm joined by Noe Mencias. He is the sole proprietor of the bike shop called Cicli Noe on South 6th Avenue, right across the street from Sam Lina Library. Noe's been doing a lot of work getting ready for the next Cyclovia, so I thought I'd have him on here to tell us a little bit about what he's been doing and what he's been hearing out in the community about Cyclovia. So welcome, Noe.
Hi.
Noe, you've been doing a lot of outreach work, letting the neighbors and business owners know that Cyclovia is coming. When did you start doing that?
I started doing the outreach middle of this summer, 3.5 months now.
And what have you been hearing from folks?
A lot of excitement. Everybody's very excited, very ready for it. I started early in the summer. It was a lot of good energy out there. As it's been getting closer and closer to due date, a lot more people are ready for it. A lot of people have great expectations for a large crowd, high volume, and they're very excited to see a block party come alive again.
In addition to going out and talking to folks along the avenue, you've also been doing a lot of other kinds of outreach, like hosting free mobile bike repairs. Can you tell us about how many bikes you think you've fixed over the last couple months?
75, bikes? Give or take, free bike repairs in all the southern Tucson area. Kids bikes, little 12 inches, BMX bikes, and adult bicycles. It's been a large crowd.
In addition to Cyclovia coming back, what other bike-related activities or initiatives are happening along the South 12th Avenue and South Tucson area?
Bicycle boulevards, there's a lot of attention out there for the community to be more out and about alternative modes of transportation, and we've been doing a whole lot of different events with different organizations. It's just a collaborative work between everybody that's making this side of town greater and more accessible.
In general, how do you think folks in the South Tucson area are receiving news of these bike-related improvements?
Very excited. The parents love to see their kids out riding. And the best part is how they could actually enjoy their streets when they're closed down to high-speed traffic or just an overflow of traffic. And then you see it with the kids, too, that there's no rules. It's just a lot of fun. Let the energy out. Let the good times happen. And it's been the positive thing for the whole community. It's been just about everybody seems to walk away with a smile. I haven't seen anybody that's like some kind of disappointment or just not happy with the service or what the event is about. For most part, it's just everybody walks away knowing that something good happened in their community and that something good that's happening more and more. And it should be happening more.
You'll be out at Cyclovia this Sunday doing free bike repair in front of Serrano Motorsports. What are you most excited about seeing pop up on South 12th Avenue this Sunday?
There's been a lot of work, a lot of outreach that's happened with this one. And a lot of that was built upon previous Cyclovia, I'll say. So people know what it is, know what it's about. They know the outcome. And then this year just seems like there's excitement that was built up on that platform from the 2 years ago. I can only expect good things, so it's really exciting. But then we have Rolly's Tacos, number one tacos. But then we have some of our favorites, BK's, Guero Canelo. You have Oasis Snow Cones and a mix of small business owners that are going to be out there for you to enjoy. And that's really exciting to me. I'm excited to have my friends out there. It's going to be a big group and a big old box jump, which is going to be very exciting for the community to see that Tucson has a lot of talent on all sorts of cycling disciplines, and BMX is one of the main ones. So to be able to showcase that this Cyclovia is going to be very exciting.
Thank you, Noe, for all the work you've put into making this event happen. And we are really looking forward to Sunday's event. For more information, including a route map and a list of all the activities at all the different activity hubs, visit cycloviatucson.org or Pedaling the Pueblo for more information.
One more thing. Bring shade, bring some water, and bring a good time.
Great advice. Thanks, Noe.
Thank you.
Support for Pedaling the Pueblo and KXCI is provided by Cycling Advocates of Southern Arizona, promoting safer cycling on Arizona's roads and pathways by networking with government agencies, cycling groups, and organizations. More information on Facebook at Cycling Advocates of Southern Arizona.